Grizz has one of the worst. We are there, but there's. Got like Avery or Fountainhead or.
Some guy. We were actually behind some people. Like we were waiting for people on like a couple holes. And then like the one hole that they got ahead of us for one hole, the group behind us was like, hey, can we play?
Playing 50, 100, 200 at the Lodge, Mariano raises it up with the ace-queen offsuit playing very deep stacked, $68,000 effective. Brad Owen, in the big blind, world-class video blogger, as is Mariano, he opts to call with the pocket eights, which is excellent. Over to Easy, in the straddle with the 10-deuce offsuit. He calls. They must be playing the 10-2 offsuit game. Let's head to the flop.
We've literally just been waiting this whole time.
Wow, there we go. There's something for Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Middle set.
Oh boy, but Easy, guys, look. Easy, well? Or no, not that day, the flush draw.
Flop comes. King, 8-3. Brad has three of a kind. Three eights. Eights are great.
Eight is great.
He checks. Easy, with nothing. Checks. The commentator got excited. He thought he had a flush draw. He does not. Over to Mariano. Should he bet this ace of hearts, queen of spades? I don't think it's mandatory in this scenario. I think you'd much rather bet a flush draw or a backdoor flush draw. Maybe a hand like 10-9 of hearts could reasonably bet on the king, 8-3, two spades, one heart board. But I think the ace queen can probably just check it back. If Mariano had the ace of spades, he should be a little bit more inclined to bet because then you can bet and actually stick around against a raise with a backdoor flush draw and overcard and backdoor straight draw. But I think it's probably fine to check this one back, which is exactly what he does.
Black cards blended together there a little bit.
I did pick up a 10, though.
Oh, boy.
Mariano did not take a stab. Brad's got to do the betting.
The turn is a fun one. It is the 10 of hearts, putting up two flush draws. Brad, with his set, definitely wants to bet. And he goes for a $1,200 bet. Now, in deep stacked poker, you're often incentivized to bet using relatively big sizes because when you have either the current nuts or a draw to the nuts that could make a really good hand on the river, you are highly incentivized just to make the pot huge. Also, on a board that is very dynamic, meaning the current nuts, like sets, is somewhat unlikely to be the actual nuts by the river. In this scenario, any straight card or flush card could make it way worse. These are spots where you also are incentivized to bet very big. However, Brad is first to act with two players yet to act. In multi-way pots, you are now incentivized to bet smaller. So Brad has all these things pushing and pulling him that will make him either bet larger or smaller, and he goes for a $1,200 bet. And I think that's fine, but I think on this two flush draw board with lots of straight draws, especially when it goes check, check, check on the flop, you probably just want to bet really big with a good, strong, polarized range, and that's definitely going to include middle and bottom set. So I think Brad can probably bet pot, maybe even bigger than pot. I think that would be reasonable because if you consider the ranges both opponents are going to have, they're going to be mostly big cards and middle cards, and that connects very well with this board. So when the board is incredibly draw heavy and your opponents are somewhat likely to have something decent, you might as well just blast it and get the money in the pot. That said, he does go 1,200. Let's see how his opponents proceed.
Great way to get
Mariano does pick up amazing Broadway draw.
Yeah.
C4. Easy going nowhere.
For 1,200, I think Mariano might peel this river.
I think so too. Might think his ace is live.
Yep.
Laney Jack.
Easy opts to call with the 10-2 offsuit. This is a spot where you just have to fold multi-way. If it was a heads-up pot and somehow went check-check on the flop and then Brad bet the turn, maybe you can stick around. But especially when you're playing very deep stacked, you are highly incentivized to play hands that can improve to the nuts. And 10-2 is going to have a really tough time improving to the nuts. You actually see he is dead this time. Once he calls, I think Mariano has a pretty easy call with the ace-queen because it is a draw to the nuts. Also, an ace is probably going to be good a decent amount of the time. Not this time, but a decent amount of the time. So I like Mariano's call in position. If Easy folded, I think Mariano can probably still splash around with the ace-queen, but it becomes much closer. But now, as more people are in the pot when you are drawing to the nuts, you're obviously way happier in that scenario because now there's one more person who could potentially pay you off when you do get there. So great spot for Mariano to call. Let's head to the river.
Can bluff heart rivers. There's a heart. And wow, quads for Brad.
Let's go, Brad.
Brad just rivered quads. Making all those video blogs finally brought him some luck. In the spot, what do you think he should do? Do you think he should check, looking to check raise? Do you think he should bet 1,500 into the 5,500 pot? Do you think he should bet pot for 5,500? Or should he get really fancy and overpot it? Take a second, think about it, and let me know what you think you should do in the comments section down below. And while you're there, click the like and subscribe button.
I'm sure that.
Yeah.
Oh, he checks
auto
it.
Check.
Auto check.
We're a software
beautiful
company.
Check.
When you are in this situation in Brad's shoes, you always want to ask, what do my opponents likely have at this point? So, at this point, Brad's opponents probably have either a king, which will maybe call a small bet, a flush, which will call any bet, or nothing. Nothing, something like a 10 and worse. If they have nothing, you're going to have a pretty tough time getting money in the pot unless you check to them. Or potentially bet tiny and induce them to raise. If they have a king, a tiny bet will potentially extract value, but you know it's going to be difficult to get much more than that. And if they have a flush, if you bet tiny, they may put in a raise. So I think the only good options here with quads is to either check to induce bluffs or thinnish value bets or just bets with a flush, or to bet tiny. And depending on your opponent's tendencies, I start to like the tiny bet more and more and more. The tiny bet also allows you to value bet a little bit thinly, perhaps with even a hand like king, queen. I realize that'd be pretty thin. Maybe that's too thin. But in loose, splashy games, I mean, look, Easy's in here with a 10-2 offsuit, right? In loose, splashy games, if you bet 1,500, some people will look you up with a 10 or a random pocket pair. So I think as you get deeper and deeper, I think I prefer a small bet in this situation. But checking is certainly reasonable, too.
Internet go.
It's going to fall for it.
Bro, like Mariano checks us back. I think Brad is going to leave.
Yeah. Big fan.
He's got the blocker in his hand.
Yeah, yeah.
The only problem is sometimes when it doesn't work, I have to unplug something for 5 minutes and then put it back
Brad.
In.
Standard.
Brad is just thinking, how much can I get out of Mariano right now? That's all he's thinking.
What's the number? What's the number?
Brad opts to go for the check. Easy checks. Over to Mariano. He has to decide if he has any showdown value at all, and I think the answer is pretty clearly no. So, he has two options. He can either just give it up, which is always reasonable in a multi-way pot, or he can bluff. And I think his hand is actually really good to bluff with because he has the Ace of Hearts, which blocks the backdoor flush, which is very important. And the Queen's also a pretty good card to have, too, because it makes it more difficult for your opponents to have King, Queen, although it does block hands like Queen, Jack that would automatically fold. So the question is, how much should he bet? And I think he should actually go larger than the 4,000 he does bet into the roughly 5,500 pot, because when you go 4,000, I don't think most people are going to fold an 8 or a King ever. And they could just be sitting here with a flush, right? So I want to ask in this spot, how much do I have to bet to make my opponents fold out a king? And maybe Mariano thinks that number is 4,000, and to be fair, maybe it is. But I think if you go just a little bit bigger, you're going to start to get folds from kings. Now the next question becomes, how can you get folds from eights? And I think if you want to do that, you're going to need to go much bigger. That said, when you are playing very deep stacked, this is a spot where you can make some players fold out a hand as good as an 8, or maybe even a bad flush if you bet, I don't know, $22,000 into the $5,000 pot. You may think, why would you ever bet four times the size of the pot? Well, in situations where it's very difficult for your opponent to have the nuts, it's a very good spot to use humongous bets, especially when you could have the nuts. And obviously, Mariano's going to check back the flop with backdoor flush draws and call a bet on the turn with backdoor flush draws, right? So he could easily have a lot of flushes. Mariano could also be playing it slowly with a set, which is also very close to the nuts in this spot. So I think going for a huge bet here may not be ideal, but certainly is reasonable. Of course, it's not ideal against Brad's pocket eights. It's hard to know your opponent has quads, though. We actually discussed this concept of when to bet very large on the river in our brand new advanced cash game course at pokercoaching.com. Make sure you check it out. We'll put a link down below. So Mariano does go 4,000, which I don't think it's going to get folds from kings. I think you need to go a little bit bigger, and I do think that is what you want to be targeting. But whatever, 4,000, over round to Brad. Let's see how much he makes it.
You're right, yeah.
Quads, let's go.
Uh-oh.
Indeed, no, 20,000.
That means get two ISPs is the number. And make it reliable.
Okay. Brad Owen with quads. Check fair. Raises the river against Mariano.
Most people.
Brad goes for the $20,000 raise. I certainly don't fault him for going pretty big in this spot. He's just trying to get called by full houses and flushes, right? Which makes a whole lot of sense. These are all hands that Mariano would raise. Maybe there's a little bit of merit in raising to like 12,000 if you think Mariano will be insane with a random ace of hearts and just blast you all in, but I would not count on almost anyone in most cash games to be doing that. Maybe Dylan sitting there would do that, but most people would not do that in this scenario. They're just going to call when they have something and fold when they don't. So if they're going to call when they have something and fold when they don't, you might as well go big. The question becomes how big though? Look, 20 is already pretty chunky. But maybe the right answer is even bigger. Again, we kind of talked about this from Mariano's point of view. Maybe the right strategy is to rip it all in. Because then, if Mariano is horribly set up with pocket kings or pocket tens, he's going to call and you're going to win all of his money. So the question becomes essentially, what are the odds that he has a full house that will call it off compared to a flush that will perhaps fold to an all-in but call it off against a $20,000 raise? And I do think it's actually kind of likely that Mariano would slow play in these scenarios. So I don't know if I would mind the all-in. May seem a little bit aggressive, may seem a little bit unnecessary. And yes, you're not going to get called all that often, but when you do, you win a load of money. That said, Brad does go for the 20,000. Let's see what Mariano does.
Takes a real internet nerd.
Does he still have cards?
My brother would love that.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Big feeling he folded.
He was in New York. He's
snapped full. Mariano in the tank. Kind of does all that. Spades missed. In the muck.
Mariano wisely has no courage whatsoever in this point, quickly puts it in the muck, and he moves on to the next hand. Thanks for watching.